Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW, and I want to invite you to become a member of KALW. We are 70% listener supported, so as you listen to this piece from our newsroom, please make sure to go to the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
Social media has made it easier for film and TV fans to give their opinions to studios on what they like and want. One startup is taking fan power to another level and giving them the opportunity to financially invest in film, TV, and digital projects. The company's called Legion M, and the founders, Paul Scanlon and Jeff Anison, are based in Emeryville. But they're doing things differently in Hollywood when it comes to giving projects the green light. KALW's Janae Darden went to meet Legion M fan investors and check out their recent film, the documentary Memory, The Origin of Alien.
40 years ago, the film Alien reimagined space as the eerie unknown where no one can hear you scream. The classic sci-fi horror film made $79 million at the box office and cost about $10 million to make. Screenwriter Dan O'Bannon went the usual route to bring his film to the silver screen, pitch a script to wealthy producers and production companies. That was 1979. Now, you don't have to be a millionaire to invest in a film. You can put in just a few hundred dollars. I'm at a taqueria in the Mission for an Alien fans meetup. People are eating burritos and licking alien-shaped icing from the top of cupcakes. Much of the crowd is over 30. I turn around and face a cosplayer that looks exactly like the movie's creature. The group is celebrating a special screening of the documentary Memory, The Origins of Alien. It's about the making of the first Alien movie. This isn't just a meetup of fans. There's also investors, like Leisha Davis.
We're all a little nerdy in different genres. We all love different things, but we come together for our love of movie and television, and just we want to see new things and different things.
Leisha works in the entertainment business on production crews and as an extra. Legion M gave her a new role.
So when Legion M came along, I was like, okay, this might be my only chance to own even the smallest portion of a company that I would have needed to win the lottery in order to create myself.
Her dream came true with only a $400 investment.
All right, are you guys ready?
Paul Scanlon is raffling off an Alien bobblehead. 20 years ago, he and his business partner, Jeff Anison, co-founded Mobi TV, the first company to bring live video streaming to mobile devices. They're breaking ground again as co-founders of the startup Legion M.
So we call Legion M, it's the world's first fan-owned entertainment company, because we truly are owned from day one by fans.
Legion M launched 3 years ago. Fans invest to help fund films and projects they want to see. This is possible because of the 2012 Jobs Act, which, among other things, allows startups to solicit small investments online and not rely solely on wealthy SEC-accredited investors. Now, the average person can invest before a company goes public. Paul says Legion M shares are about $10 each, and so far they've raised nearly $9 million.
It's kind of like Kickstarter or Indiegogo, but it's like next level because you're not just getting a coffee mug or a t-shirt or a bragging right, you're actually owning equity right alongside the same shares that we own.
Their projects include big names like the late Stan Lee, Nicolas Cage, and Anne Hathaway. Legion M, along with another company, acquired distribution rights for the Alien documentary, Memory. Matthew O'Connor, the Alien cosplayer who scared me earlier, is a community member, but he hopes to become an investor.
It's worth the money because everybody is so nice and the organization is so solid.
Becoming part of this business, is it more for social reasons or is it more for business reasons?
I would say social.
That was part of Paul's plan.
We're first and foremost a community. I mean, that's what we are. And we believe that a community-based entertainment company has a lot of advantages.
One of those advantages is all the fun and friendships that develop. Another is having a built-in audience that helps them pick movies to distribute, like Memory.
Every film is a product of its time. and tells you something about the time it was made. Alien is certainly one of those films.
Legionnaire was a presence at this year's Sundance. Investors voted from home based on movie synopses and trailers. But some, like Leisha Davis, went to the festival as a movie scout, reviewing potential films for Legionnaire. She picked Memory.
Yes, I got to see it there. And I was like, this is pretty cool. It's not a normal documentary in the way you think of. And I don't even know how to describe that. It's entertaining. It makes you look at it in a different way. And I love being able to see the original sketches and things.
I get the social benefits, but what about profits? I dial up Gene Del Vecchio. He's a 35-year veteran of the entertainment industry. Gene teaches at the University of Southern California's Business School. I ask him if Legion M's community model works.
So this direct pipeline to audiences is going to be absolutely invaluable as these companies move forward into the streaming world.
Gene says that's because the companies want the audience's data, which for Paul is another big advantage of the community model. Take, for example, Sundance. Thousands of Legion M members voted for movies online, and hundreds of their film scouts at the festival wrote reviews. Paul says they keep those scouting reports confidential. Not even the Legion M community sees them.
During that whole process, we keep the data really, you know, protected, just because we had, like this year, we had many distributors contacting us and saying, hey, what films are people interested in? I mean, it's really valuable data that only Legion M has.
Gene says that kind of data can inform studios and companies on what fans are into, what they want, and how to market to them. Still, the big buzz about Legion M is they're shaking up the old Hollywood production model by giving fans their own seat at the investor's table. I asked Gene if Legion M is changing the game.
They are not going to have much of an impact in terms of the major blockbusters, because there you're looking at films that require, you know, $200 million to produce, another $150 million to market. But they are having an impact at the smaller films, the independent films.
Memory received strong reviews, but didn't make much during its short run in theaters. Gene points out that Legion M's Nicolas Cage thriller Mandy had a production budget of about $6 million and opened in limited theaters. Yes, it won independent film awards, but only made about $1.4 million at the box office.
There's tremendous opportunity in crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, in order to get money to pay for films and television shows. But in terms of the ultimate success at the box office, thus far, we haven't seen a lot of that yet.
Paul believes in Legion M's vision and has an audacious goal.
If you look at our logo, it's an M with a bar over it, which is the Roman numeral for 1 million. And if you think about that, at a million investors, right now the average investor puts like $400 or $500 in.
I do the math. That's around $400 to $500 million. Plus the promotional power of 1 million people spreading the word on social media about projects they're invested in.
We're going to be unstoppable in Hollywood.
Unstoppable, like a certain terrifying beast? In San Francisco, I'm Janae Darton for Cross Currents.
That was KELW's Janae Darden, and the film is a documentary called Memory, The Origins of Alien. Find out where you can see it at kelw.org.